Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Let's do speed jokes. Thanks for sending them in to John Williams at WGNRadio.com. All week long, we play them, and then Friday, we try and figure out what was the joke of the week. Here's joke of the week number one.
Did you hear that Pope Leo has told the priest that they can now go out with the nuns, but he said, just don't get in the habit.
We told that on the radio. Our jokes are sponsored by Team Hochberg. Here's joke of the week number two.
The problem with teaching a man to fish is that eventually he'll microwave that fish in the break room.
Oh, no. Here's number three.
I drove my wife to the airport and dropped her off. She got home around 30 minutes later via taxi and said, what was that all about?
Number four.
My wife got angry at me for buying a really expensive revolving chair, but then she sat in it.
And?
She came around.
Sounds like my wife and I are having trouble. Here's joke of the week number five.
Why do mushroom children behave so well? Because they don't want to get in trouble.
Speaking of kids, here's joke of the week number six.
Are you like me, pretty surprised when tattooed couples have a baby and it comes out blank?
Joke of the week number seven.
In the following scene, Andy Mazur will portray a sergeant and John Williams will star as a private.
Williams, I didn't see you at camouflage practice today.
Thank you, sir.
Here is joke of the week number eight.
Yesterday, I went to the grocery store. I went to the cashier with two bananas, a pint of milk, a frozen dinner. She said, you must be single. I said, yes, but how did you know that? She said, because you're ugly.
Kind of hurt my feelings when she said that. Here's number nine.
I went to the zoo and there was a baguette in a cage. The keeper said it was bred in captivity.
Joke of the week number 10.
I accidentally opened up a can of worms, but they just sit there, the worms. It's hardly the chaos that's been advertised.
You sort of came around on that, didn't you, Dave?
I like that one.
That joke unfolded. Here's number 11.
Hey, here's a life hack tip. Fill the pinata with ketchup, and then you never have to host a kid's party ever again.
Somebody please do that and post a video. The kids will be terrified. What fun. Here's number 12.
In the following scene, Dave Innit will portray an elephant, and John Williams will star as another elephant.
We should talk about that thing.
I don't want to talk about it.
You've been listening to two elephants avoiding the human in the room.
It's a pleasure to work with Dave Innit, I got to tell you. All right, two more. Here's number 13.
Hey, Dave, what are your plans for Memorial Day weekend?
Oh, you know, cook out with the family, maybe taking a game.
Dave, would you like some good reading for the long weekend?
Hard no on that, John.
Have you read Walking to School by Misty Buss or A Guide to Dentistry by Phil McCavity?
I have not.
What about this one, Things That Itch by Mike Rotch?
Please, no.
And here, Dave, read How to Check a Pulse by Izzy Dead. Dave, do you have a copy of The Basics of Archaeology by Doug Upstuff? And how about 40 Days on Camelback by Major Buttsore?
And scene.
Can I give you just one more?
If that means you won't give me two more, yes.
All right, here, just read this one more. Tiger in the Bathroom by Heidi Ingetub.
I want to apologize for that. We have a rule on speed jokes that a joke can't go the more than 46 seconds, and that was 48. So I'll...
It was a series of little jokes.
Thank you. Let's put it that way. Here's joke of the week, our final one, number 14.
In the following scene, Dave Innit will portray a forlorn golden retriever, and John Williams will star in a non-speaking role as his owner.
I wonder where that guy found those milk bone shorts.
Which is different than the elephant.
Yeah,
did you
very
notice?
Different. Very
completely different.
Different
species. All right, joke of the week, Dave. You're on a roll here. What was the best joke of the week, please?
I like the can of worms.
Wow. Steve Alexander says...
You had me in number one, Pope Leo and the Nuns.
That's not bad. I like the books for Dave, but you know I've got a soft spot for that. Bobby Kay?
I like Don't Get in the Habit, and the whole newsroom did too.
No kidding.
Guffaws.
Well,
guffaws,
you're all in trouble.
We finished telling our stories about George Wendt, and we laughed at them.
Fine. Okay. Thank you for that. Producer Pete, you could make a winner out of that one if that's your joke.
Yeah,
of the
let's
week.
Get a winner. Nuns.
Nuns, don't get in the habit. That was the punchline as heard on Speed Jokes on WGN. Okay, we'll fish through the jokes, see who sent that one in. We'll also randomly select a name. And if that's you, you'll win the coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug.